Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we begin, just want to invite you to our BFF, Summer with the Sun BFF midweek, tonight, Wednesday, June 17th. At 6:30 p.m. here at 2730 South Ironwood Drive in South Bend, Indiana. We've been doing Sunday evening BFFs for quite a while now. Originally Burger Faith and Fellowship, but we are planning on burgers and hot dogs tonight, but shifted it to Bible Food and Fellowship because sometimes we don't do the burgers. But I know we seem to be in this pattern of storms and rain, and they're still calling for that tonight, but it may miss us. And so the plan is, if weather permits, it'll be a cookout outside. Enjoy the property, family time. Kids can play on the playground, sit and talk, catch up with one another. But we will have it inside if the weather doesn't allow for it outside. So it will take place regardless. And so come on out, 6:30 p.m. We'll fix meal for you. And hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, drinks. We'll just fellowship together and enjoy a summer with the sun and with one another. We've been talking and praying this week about being salt and light and how the blessings Jesus described in what we call the Beatitudes are actually his instructions on how we become salt and light. We recognize his blessing in the midst of circumstances that we may or may not want. And we understand the rewards that come for being a child of God, for being part of the family. And we use God's blessing in our life in order to bless others, to be salt, to add flavor to the lives of individuals around us, to lead them to the one that preserves for eternity, that we would never die. Oh, this body will give out someday, but we still live. That we can be light. Provide guidance through the illumination of God's word within us. Because we're blessed in order to bless others. And so today we're going to focus in, kind of follow up with yesterday's topic. We're going to focus in on blessed are the insulted. Might consider it a type of persecution. That's what we talked about yesterday. But Jesus says in Matthew 5, verses 11 and 12, and we'll cover the other part of this tomorrow. And so I kind of skipped over that in the middle of this passage, and hopefully you'll see why as we put these together. But blessed are you when people insult you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. He says you ought to be very happy when you're insulted because of Jesus. Now, similar to the persecution and similar to what we'll talk about tomorrow, there's times that we're insulted because of us. That may or may not be a blessed event. We do things, we say things, we act in certain ways that draw people's attention, and it doesn't make it right that they insult us, but being insulted for us isn't the same as being insulted because of Jesus. And so the reaction ought to be different. Sometimes we're insulted because of just who we are. But sometimes those insults maybe could be used as motivation to change. Not the insults because of Jesus. The purpose the enemy has behind those insults is to get us to change and not pursue Jesus so much, not choose to be like Jesus so much. You see, those insults are from a different source. They have a different purpose. And Jesus says, "How very happy are you when you're insulted because of him, because it ought to confirm in your life that you're walking in the steps of the prophets, of those who have come before you and held fast to the name of Jesus." You walk in the footsteps of Jesus himself, the one who endured insults, because he was God. And when we endure insults because we're associated with God, Jesus says you ought to be blessed. Consider yourself blessed because you are blessed. Because if you don't belong to him, those who oppose him won't bother insulting you because of it. There's many times that individuals drag the name of Christ, they drag his bride, the church, through the mud. Because they're disgruntled. Because they oppose Christianity, because they've been hurt by a person, because they're currently rejecting God and faith in his son Jesus. And those insults are brought about because of the faithfulness of those who walk in relationship with Jesus. But there are other times an individual or the bride of Christ, the church, is dragged through the mud because, well, we put ourselves in the mud to begin with. And others have noticed. And they say things which we take as an insult, when it ought to be motivation to get out of the mud, return to the cleansing power of Jesus, live as one washed clean. And so when we consider what it looks like, my philosophy is if I'm insulted, I need to first consider why. Is it because of me or is it because of Jesus? Many times, if I'm honest with myself, I have to admit it is because of me. Other times it isn't. But to understand this blessing have to understand that God's love for those who insult me is just as encompassing as his love for me. Jesus was standing trial and prepared by the soldiers for crucifixion. They mocked him. They insulted him. Because of who he was. And that reminder that our first reaction, my first reaction, is defensive, isn't the same reaction Jesus had. I'm blessed when I take it on the chin, so to speak, and remind myself I belong to God. This is what they did to the prophets. This is what they did to Jesus. And I take that blessing and I shine the love of Jesus to all of those around me, including those who are casting insults. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You understand when we're insulted because through your Son Jesus, you've been there. But even as God, while people may not stand toe to toe with you, they still insult you. In fact, we tend to do that with our life, with our flippant response to your commands and instructions, to our half-hearted obedience and half-hearted rebellion. You know what it's like. And Father, help us when we're insulted because of Jesus to find the blessing in that. Not that we're out seeking people that would insult us, but we don't take it personally. But we take that blessing of knowing that we belong to you. Using that blessing to turn the insult into salt and light. That is turned back towards those who are casting the insults. God, may we love like Jesus. That defensive nature that many of us have, may you temper that with love and mercy, with compassion, with understanding. Help us to hold fast to that which is true and right, to hold fast to Jesus. And live as one who belongs in your kingdom because you've called us into your kingdom and you've cleansed us for your kingdom. Father, as we are blessed, may we lift up Jesus so that all people would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.